easy way you get married to the Sunni woman. I asked one lady, how could you get married to that person in the Shia? Said, you know what, Mufti Saab, he's teaching me wonderful things about the Ahlul Bayt. He told me about Hazrat Fatima and about Hazrat Ali and about this. This is the good face of the Shias. And they will speak of their intense love for Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina. If they love Sayyidina Ali, if they love Sayyidina Hassan, if they love Sayyidina Hussein, then I ask you three questions. Number one, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu gave his daughter Umme Kulthum. Listen carefully, brothers. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu gave his daughter Umme Kulthum in nikah to Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. You are saying Umar bin Khattab is a usurper, is a murtad, is kafir. Allah forbid, what worse than shaitan, they make him, Allah forbid. Sayyidina Ali gave his daughter to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. What? Did you ever hear about Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein's children's names? Who studied? What are the children's name of Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's children? One's name Abu Bakr, another one's name Umar. They loved Shaykhain and they loved the Sahaba so much, they took their name and gave it to their own beloved children. The Shias don't tell us, and therefore they excluded them from the Ahlul Bayt. You see the politics playing now. Third one, my brothers, ask the Shias. We don't read, brothers. In the 7th century, I'm turning the pages of history quickly. I still want to discuss 3-4 issues. Turn the pages of history. Today the world knows what the Jews call the Holocaust. Do we know 1.5 million people to 2 million? 1.5 is definite. 2 million is disputed. Let's take 1.5. 1.5, 1.6 million. 1.5 million people, 1.6 million people, Muslims, got slaughtered in Baghdad. When the Tatars invaded Baghdad, who was the leader? Hulaku. Who opened the gates for them? Who opened the gate for the Tatars, for the Mongols, and for Hulaku? Remember these two names, brothers. One of the greatest khiyanat and treachery committed by the Shias, and they cannot dispute it, is written in their books. Khwaja Nasiruddin Nasiruddin Tusi. Khwaja Nasiruddin Tusi. Great scholar, great alim, mufassir, muhaddis, faqih, everything. But money speaks all languages. When he saw Baghdad and them getting weaker and weaker, then private negotiations, caucus meeting, he told Hulaku, the people will listen to me, I will open the gate of Baghdad, but you must give me a good position in your government. Second Shia to commit treachery, Ibn al-Alqami. So Ibn al-Alqami, second wazir he was called, and he gave the secrets away. The fall of Baghdad, which led to the death of 1.5 million Muslims, the biggest cause of it were the Shias. You want to discuss politics of the Shias? We prepare to discuss. Bring now current issues. I never even discussed Khomeini, and that's another topic and all that. Quickly, brothers, what is Iran today? All these people say unity, Shia, Sunni, bye-bye. We are all brothers. Just make Mazhab al-Khamis, just say Jafari Fiqh. Ask them this. In the Shia constitution is written, the person who must be the president must be a Shi'i who belongs to the Imamiya faith. If you wanted unity, you could have written, he must be a Muslim. But they specified and designated it, he must be a Shi'i. What? That same debate I had with the Sheikh Husseini, I asked him. I said Ray is the old name. In Tehran, we're not speaking of whole of Iran. The only capital in the Muslim world, brothers and sisters, the only capital in the Muslim world that does not have a masjid. Masjid, I'm not speaking about Islamic center and musalla and all that. A masjid, proper masjid for us, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Washington has got, Russia has got, non-Muslim countries have got, every capital in the world almost has got. But Iran does not allow in Tehran for us, the Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, to have a masjid there. You go to the Pakistani embassy, you go to the Saudi Arabian embassy, you go to the other embassy, where you read Jummah Salat, where you read? They say we all got our own Jamaat Khana, Musalla, this, this and all. No masjid. So isn't that hollow and shallow your claim that you want brotherhood with us? You see, learn what's happening now. Brothers, you must remember, Khomeini wrote a book, the ulama will understand the title, At-Ta'aruz wa Tarjih. I'm giving you the reference. Khomeini's book, At-Ta'aruz wa Tarjih. In there he wrote the story. He says that a person came to one of the imams in Ayatullah and so forth, and they asked him, in our town, our place is only Sunnis there. There isn't no Shia. But I am the one man, one vote. I am the only Shia there. Now what must I do? How can I practice on our fiqh? He said, no problem. Go to the Sunni Sheikh, Alim, Imam, and ask him the masla. Whatever masla he tells you, just practice the opposite of that. Whose teaching is this? Ayatullah, Ruhullah Khomeini. What can I tell you, brothers? We can cry. Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala murdered Fajr time. He was stabbed and after a few days he passed away. Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi go to Iran after the revolution. They have to have Abu Lu'lu day celebrating the qatil and murderer of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab. In Iran, the place called Kashaf, they used to go there and they used to celebrate there. Some of our ulama, they thought they know that we must bring unity. Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi went and he told the Iranians and he told them the Shias, you all tell us unity, unity. But the person who killed Sayyidina Umar, every time you'll go there and celebrate, how can we have unity with you? Now 3-4 years ago only they closed that place. You see, brothers, these are all statistics and facts we should know. Mahdi. The last Imam of the Shias, first Imam Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. Last Imam, Muhammad bin Hassan al-Askari. He was born in the year 260 AH. He lived for 5 years, they say, till the year 265. After that, he went away in a cave. He went away in some place, Surra bin Ra'ah. He's gone in Ghaybubatu Sughra and he went away and in occultation. He went away in hiding. But few people still had some contact with him. And now he's gone away in Ghaybubatul Kubra. That Allah alone knows when he'll come back. He's got the original Quran with him. He's got the original teaching of Islam with him. That is the concept of Imam Mahdi. Al-Mahdi Al-Muntadhar Muhammad bin Hassan Al-Askari. Born 260, we in 1432. So you work out his age already, more than 1200 years old he is according to the Shias, and Allah alone knows when he'll come. So what must they do in the meantime? They must make intizar, they must wait. What must they do in the meantime? They must make taqiyya, and they must do holy hypocrisy. So brothers, there are so many issues. We went to Imam Abu Hanifa and asked him, O Imam Hanifa, tell us about the Shias. So he said, Antu faddil al-shaykhin. You have to give virtue to shaykhin. That you must say Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, the best. The best of Sahaba. And then, وَتُحِبَّ الْخَتَنَيْنِ. You must love both the son-in-laws, Sayyidina Usman and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. وَتَرَى الْمَسْحَ عَلَى الْخُفَيْنِ. And you make masla on the khufayn. All three things the Shias reject. They hate Sayyidina Abu Bakr, they hate Sayyidina Umar. They say and claim they love Sayyidina Ali, but they hate Sayyidina Usman, but he is the son-in-law twice. And remember the last one, masla al-khufayn, they reject. We go to Sayyidina, to Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah. What did Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah say? لَوْ كَانَ الرِّفْدُ حُبَّ عَلِي مُحَمَّدِي. If Shia Azam and being a Rafizi, Rafizi means leaving the right path. لو كان الرفض حب علي محمد, if loving Mustafa عليه السلام in the true sense of the word was Shia Azam, فليشهد استقلان, let the heavens and the earth, let human being and jinn bear testimony, أني رافض, I Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi am a Shia also. You understood what he said? Their whole thing of saying they love Ahlul Bayt, their whole thing of saying that they love all is a lie also. So therefore he used the word low. Low kana rifdu hubba ali Muhammad. So my brothers, remember this topic can go on and on and on. Many other things to discuss, many names, many this. So I discuss what I felt were the most important. Last 5 minutes, till 20 past I'll finish. Then I'm talking for almost 1 hour, 1 hour 25 minutes I think, or 1.5 hour almost. This whole Usama story, I know some of the youngsters, they want to hear. This morning, every morning I sit with my email, some of you brothers you will see every day after Fajr, hundreds of emails with Allah's help. So we try and answer it. Today Dr. Ismet Musa, I think maybe some of you will know him, Iqbal's brother, he sent me an email of Usama. And he said, listen to who is Usama. And another Mujahid went and is giving the life history of Usama. I'll come to that. When I was reading, the tears were rolling down. Who is Usama? What he did for this Ummah? Usama was born in 1957. I was born in 57, so that's why I remember easy, right? So he was born in 1957. He grew up there. And then he studied in King Abdul Aziz University, everything, all that. Then Allah selects whoever he wants to. King Fahd came into power. The first thing, one of the first things he did, he said, we must extend the Haramain. So wonderful thing he did, we must give credit where credit is due. So they expanded the Haram in Makkah, they expanded the Haram in Medina. Who took the job? Bin Laden is a multi-billionaire. They're from Yemen, they're not from Saudi. They are. You know Bin Laden's grandfather? Bin Laden's grandfather. You know how many children he got, Bin Laden's father? His sons alone are over 50, 55. They don't tell us about his daughters. By him, a touch is a move, you know? So they say, okay. So you must remember that. So he's number 18 or 19, Bin Laden, this Usama who passed away, they say. So you must remember his grandfather, Zohar time, he reads Salat Makkah Mukarrama. Asr time, he reads Salat in Medina Munawwara. Maghrib time, he take helicopter, plane, he's there in Masjidul Aqsa. Before 1967, he said, I must look after the three harams in the 60s. Every second, third week, he used to read one Salat Makkah, one Salat Medina Munawwara, one Salat in Aqsa. Carry on with Usama's story. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَنْ Usama. What will make you understand who is Usama, brothers? So Usama means to be the lion. So anyway, Usama then, he took the job, Mushrif al-Masjid al-Nabawi. I will supervise the extension of Masjid al-Nabawi. Allah Ta'ala chose him. 1979, the Russian army came, invaded Afghanistan, the Red Army, USSR. You know, people just hear the name, the wuzu break, so powerful. So you must remember, Usama left his studies, left everything, say jihad. He stirred up the Saudis and the Arabs and what and what. President Reagan is in power in the White House. There's no doubt, Americans did help. We must be fair to the enemy also. So the Americans did help a little bit. But remember what Usama and the Mujahideen al-Arab and our Mujahideen, the Taliban, their fathers and grandfathers did was a historic and heroic occasion. In 1989, remember the Red Army had to take their tails between their legs and run from there. And the whole United USSR, the Soviet Union disintegrated. The whole Saudi Arabia, royal family, politicians, President Reagan, he said, Usama is a freedom fighter. You see? This is what the world did. They gave him accolade upon accolade. Now we go forward. 1991. Let's just go back. Some of you in this masjid are here. It happened to me, I'm sure it happened to some of you. When your father was there in his last moments, you were there by him, holding him, or he passed away in your hands or something. When your beloved mother was leaving this world, then you were there and you were saying that, oh mommy, that you know, read kalima or whatever. So I was there for mother, father, alhamdulillah. So brothers, if they told you, beta, do this, do that, how much importance will you attach to that? Mustafa alayhi salatu salam is on his deathbed. What did Mustafa alayhi salam say? Akhrijul Yahud wal Nasara min jaziratil Arab. Authentic hadith Sahih Muslim. This is not ordinary, this is the master, the best, most beloved to Almighty Allah in the entire universe. 1991, the first Gulf War takes place. Now they want to attack Saddam. Saddam was a character also, you know. Hussein, Barak Hussein, we all Husseins, you know. So anyway, so Saddam's story now next time you speak. So anyway, now when they were attacking, Saudi Arabia was being used as one of the attack points. So the American army are now being based in Saudi. Turning point. Usama goes and tells the rulers, we can't allow this. This is absolutely haram. An insult to the Muslim, to Islam and everything. They must be out. There the problem starts. Slowly his citizenship is removed. He's no more a Saudi. He runs to Sudan. He runs to Pakistan. He runs to Afghanistan.